All right, back at it, live over BBS Radio. Good evening to everyone listening in. Today it is Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. We are still 5 minutes away from the hour. We are on early. We wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown to present themselves here briefly. Questions and answers with the Elohim tonight, and everyone listening in has the option to submit a question. You can do so per email to win, and the email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Wynn goes through those questions while the show is on, and he usually tries to get all questions answered. Of course, it depends on how many questions will have been submitted. And after this 1 hour show, we go over to our Whole Planet Healing conference call. We do that every evening at 7 p.m. Pacific. And that is only accessible by phone. And if you want to make a note of that phone number, which is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. That is somebody else. The ding is someone else joining in live on the call. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Debbie, California.
I hear Debbie. Good evening, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
And I recognize you, Raiden. Happy greetings to you, my friend. Welcome, Raiden.
Yes, thank you. I'll accept them all.
All right.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Raiden, it was less than half an hour after you emailed me that YouTube link, or not the YouTube, Facebook link, but it was taken down already.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty active. They don't want the truth out there.
Welcome. This is the next caller. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Welcome, Mary Eileen. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome to you, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Again, from California.
Hi, everybody.
And Antonio, buenas noches. Welcome to the call.
Buenas noches, hi. Hi.
Hey, Antonio.
Hi, Yetta.
Antonio, hey. Hi, Hera. I'm Prudy.
Hi, Mary.
And Cecil.
Hi, Jeannie.
Oh, no, somebody.
Someone else joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi, Don.
To you, Don.
Well,
hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Raiden.
Oh, Antonio.
And, of course, good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And we welcome all those that are joining in online through BBS Radio. And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Thank you. My name's Lori Heller, Sedona, Arizona.
Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, there.
I think it's the first time that you're here. Is that so?
Correct. Yes. Thank you.
All right. How did you hear about this?
Raiden. I do know Jaina. She doesn't know me too well, but I do know of her.
All right. Well, guess what? Raiden is right here with us.
I'm happy to hear that.
All right. Thank you for being here, Lori. A warm welcome to you.
Thank you. Pleasure.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And welcome to all those that are listening in online through BBS. Welcome to the next caller. Good evening.
Amy.
Please say your name and location.
Yes, Amy Miller, West Virginia.
Hello, Amy. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Amy.
Thank you.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hello.
And Amy, have you been with us before?
One other time.
All right. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right.
I recognized Amy's voice.
All right.
Hopefully that's a good thing.
Yes. I welcome the next caller.
Keep up good work.
Say your name and location. And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, everyone. Mm-hmm. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Yetta.
Hey, Don.
And Shirley.
Hi, Yetta. Hi, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Anybody listen to Coast to Coast last night, the first guest?
Nope.
I would never listen to Coast to Coast before.
Yes, I did.
What was it about?
Yeah, do you say you listened?
No, can't say I did.
Oh.
What was it about?
She was basically calling Anthony Fauci a criminal, for one thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's got guts.
I think you see her. Fauci fired and her put in there.
Yeah.
Who's he? Who's Fauci?
No. He heads our Center for Disease Control. Well, not that's part of it. He's in the medical establishment in the government.
He's the lead of the task force, I guess. Well, no, he's not. Not the...
Infectious disease or something is what he had.
Yeah.
Bill Gates.
International.
Crony.
Yes.
International something for allergy and infectious disease.
Two more people joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say the name of the location.
Hi, this Dr. is Dawn. It's right now in Phoenix. Thanks.
Dr. Art and Dawn. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dr.
Art.
Hello,
Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr.
And welcome to the next caller. Please share name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
And the next caller, Guten Abend. Welcome. Please share name and location.
Guten Abend. Was ist das eigentlich?
Edna, Guten Abend. Ich willkomme dich.
Hi, Edna.
Hello.
Hi, Edna.
Hi, everybody.
Bist du noch immer geheiratet?
Ich bin immer noch geheiratet.
Sehr gut.
Er reitet so spät durch Nacht und Wind. Es ist der Vater mit seinem Kind.
Oh.
I don't know that.
Good.
Ditto.
Hey.
Last Sunday, did Terry do a channeling at all?
Yeah.
And couldn't stay awake, guys. I was listening to there were a lot of good Coast to Coast shows for the last couple of weeks.
I think there's been even put the channeling off Sunday on the email the next day or 2 days later.
I'll check it out.
All right.
I've been looking at my emails either.
Was the channeling in like 10 or 15 minutes?
It was a fairly short one. We ran out of time, kind of. But yes, about 10 minutes probably. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say the location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hey, John. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
I haven't been checking my emails either. I've been electronically socially distancing.
Electronically socially distancing? How do you do that?
You stay 6 feet away from the telephone.
Just sit back and relax.
It's a discipline.
Has anyone received their checks yet?
Nope.
Have you?
Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Prudy.
Hi,
welcome.
Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say name and location.
This is Juliet from Michigan.
Welcome,
Juliet. Michigan. Michigan.
Juliet.
Hello.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi, Juliet.
Hello, everybody.
Did you Juliet, help in a protest today?
Juliet, say the name of your city. I like the name of your city.
Okemos.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's an Indian name, actually.
Yeah, I can tell. Do you know which tribe that would be?
That's a great question, and I have to plead ignorance on that one. I just know it was Chief Okemos.
Uh-huh. Welcome to the call. Would you like to see your name and location?
It's Wynn in Sedona. Hi, Don.
Hi, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Wynn.
Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry. Good
hi,
evening.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, there.
I was just about to fetch you.
I know you called me. Yeah.
That's okay. Good for you. You know, last night I tried to forward an email to myself from Terry's computer.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I shouldn't tell him?
No, you can tell him, but maybe you can tell him one of the better versions of it.
Uh-oh.
You know how it does an autofill, right? You put in something, a W, and it comes out Winfrey at Yahoo, whatever my email is, Winfrey at Yahoo, right? So, there were two entries that came up. One was Woonfree, Wunfree, yeah. And the other was Winfrey at yahoo.com.
Oh. And he wondered why I have so much trouble forwarding him an email. Fail.
Welcome to this caller. We say your name and location.
Wanda, leave a call.
Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Welcome to you, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
And, of course, welcome to all those people listening online through BBS. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. And you call it.
I'm going to start in just a second. I'm all ready. Hang on here.
I got the ding.
You got the dings? Good. Yep. Okay. Is Lewis on the line? Lou in Los Angeles, are you there?
I have not heard of him.
No. He emailed me about 6 times to ask him a question on his behalf. He's not a regular on the call. Okay.
You have a new person.
Maybe he's
on the
radio.
Well, there's no such thing as a new person, Raiden.
to be attending this call.
Okay.
Yes, who is with us tonight is Lori from Sedona.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Lori.
Good evening,
Lori. Alicia from Fresno.
Hi, Felicia. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
Hey.
Hi. And I see Amy from West Virginia, right? If she wants to say anything, she doesn't have to.
Yes, I'm here.
Amy, hi, I was going to ask you, do you know that we have other calls?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, let them figure it out. You know what? I have learned, okay?
I didn't say she had to call in. I just said we have other calls.
No, that was okay to say it, okay? It's like one of the things... Here, I'll start the recorder.
So I'm on Eastern Standard Time, so your calls are a little late for me normally.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I love...
For the East Coast.
I love your West Virginia accent.
Oh, do I have one?
No,
well,
never.
You probably don't. Probably we all have accents, okay?
Yes, and I'm fine with that if I do. It's fine.
It's all right.
The recording has started.
This is April 15th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Let me mute everybody here.
I got it.
Muted.
And this is our Wednesday questions and answers with the Elohim. And I should say that oftentimes I identify our sources as the Elohim. And as all of you who are regulars on the call know that a few years ago, they announced that they were having members of the Ra group coming in to help answer questions as well as themselves. Because the Ra group has, you know, well, just to give the distinction, the Elohim identifies himself as a group soul at the beginning of the universe, or at the high end of the matrix, or, let me see, what's the other word people use? I can't remember. But the universe has all these dimensions. It's very complex. And we're in one of the more lower dimensions of the universe. And the Elohim is at one of the higher, perhaps almost the highest level of the universe. And they say it's very unusual for someone in this realm to make a connection with them in such a transparent manner, okay? Usually, sometimes the thought of as God, or that word has been used for God, but they are very clear that they are not God in the manner in which we normally think of the word God. But they have this ability to be able to move through all the matrices from where they are to where we are. They don't move like they move like their body or their energy body. They can expand their energy into where we are. And they say And I say they say, because I don't like people to believe things until they have some kind of resonance. And so they say that when we're on this call, they're here and they're paying attention to each person on the call individually. In other words, some people notice this right away. Some people have to keep coming. And some people think we're full of it. But I happen to know, and many of the people on the call have learned to identify their energy. And I can feel them coming in right now. Usually, as soon as I talk about them, they start coming in and paying attention. And the challenge, I had this challenge, is do I trust these guys? How do I know they are who they say they are? Because anybody can say anything. And then we had so many situations over years where they constantly demonstrated their ability to do these things. And they also demonstrated their respect for our free will. From their point of view, they don't want followers. They want friends in this dimension and equals. And they say that many of us in this dimension came in from higher dimensions to be of service here because this planet had a lot of problems, okay? And there was a lot of negative service to self in great control situations here. And if no one came from the higher realms, the negative guys would have totally persevered, and a lot of people would be totally trapped, either for a long time or for so long a time it might seem like forever. So many people came into this realm from the higher dimensions in order to help. But once they're here, they don't remember that. They have to figure it out. And oftentimes they go through many lifetimes where they get caught up in the negative. And when they finally figure it out, they can be very masterful because they have an understanding of how the negative works. And I probably fit that description of somebody that's had a lot of lifetimes in this realm. And some of them were screw-ups, and some of them did compromise things. So it makes me good at holding the energy for this. Terry probably comes from the Elohim realm. That's why she can channel them. They're very loving, and you can draw your own conclusions by how they answer questions. And if you get intrigued, you'll be interested in coming to our other calls because we have live conversations with them, like on Sunday, not usually on Monday. And then we have Whole Planet Healing Call, where they are on the line, but we don't talk to them, but they add to our energies, and we create a group energy intention for shifting energies on our planet in the most positive direction, okay? So the other group soul is called the Ra Group, and the Ra Group is not Ra from Egypt that we hear about that people worshipped. That was a negative Ra from the negative realm. The Ra group is a group soul that's made up of graduates of this realm, souls that went through a long series of incarnations and then learned what it took to free themselves from the cycle of reincarnation. And in certain areas, the Ra group has wisdoms from direct experience rather than the Elohim group that has a huge amount of wisdom from vicarious observation of everything from the beginning of the universe. And so I had learned about the Ra group when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, because I learned that it was the Ra group that was speaking through Edgar Cayce and David Wilcock. And the channelings that were coming through David were so immensely wise, and this was happening to me before I made connection with the Elohim. So for a while, it was like I was in a science fiction movie, and I had to keep pinching myself and saying, can this be real? So on that note, I'm going to go through the questions for today. And they will always say that don't believe everything we say and see if it resonates. And sometimes they'll ask a question for one person and the answer might be right for that person, but it may not be right for you. So the key thing here is see what resonates and see what makes sense to you. And, you know, I have gotten many emails from people that said, my God, they knew everything about me. And I didn't even know what the answer was to the question myself. And so they'll sometimes be very specific about somebody. And so we're going to start. We start out with an invocation of protection. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity to be taken to the higher realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy coming from the center of creation through the galaxies, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, and through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protective space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy when we are able to come through this sacred moment in time for us. And
We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line, and we don't come through the computer. That's where the voice comes from, and the voice is a little bit slower in appearing as we are very, very fast, and we come directly to you without those fears. If we ever see anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it. There are some instances where a person might say their name is XYZ, and we don't have the location, and we look, and there may be hundreds of XYZ people. So we need to be able to be tuned in to the person for the answers that are given to be relevant to that person. It is our joy to be able to assist you wherever we might be able to, particularly now as you are in some different financial and vocational situations right now. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And I'm going to start out, we have some new people that ask questions.
Wonderful.
And I'll start out with them before we go to the regulars, if we can fit them in. All right?
Okay.
And this is from Vince in Florida.
And hi, Vince.
Asks,
go ahead.
He asks, how can I communicate with you? Is it something I can learn to do, and how?
Communication is a two-way street. So if you simply speak what it is, we can hear you. We can see your light, and we can, as you have more intention on whatever you are saying, your light is stronger. And when you address us, we can hear you. But the question is, can you hear us back? We are at a very high frequency. So oftentimes, we see this time and time again, particularly with some of the Mormons. They are praying so hard, and their crown chakra might even, their light might extend up 5 feet above their head. Some of these are exceptional. And we hear them loud and clear, but they don't know. They can't hear us because we are at such a high frequency, and you can eventually learn to, it's a different part of the brain that you use to be able to sense the higher frequencies out of the range of the normal frequencies in the third density, which is Earth realm.
Sometimes people say that Terry said this, Daphne said this, it was like, it felt like they were imagining it. It was almost as if people expect to hear a voice, but it almost sounds like yourself making it up.
Yes. And it's like we often don't speak in words, we speak in concepts. Like you might get a concept without words. And concepts can be bigger than words. They can even be outside the range of a vocabulary of a whole language. And that can give you the concept. It can be in vision. Oftentimes we try to speak with a holographic vision that will kind of like be a glimmer of the answer that you may be looking for. we are trying always possible to communicate back to you. So don't be discouraged if you don't seem to be hearing us, because we are outside the range of hearing. We are not in that range. The pineal gland has the ability to image things that are in other locations. The remote viewing people use that. So if you take your, you attempt to remote view something, then the images are picked up in the pineal gland, and it is similar to the visual system, and will image stuff in the pineal gland, and you can image at a very higher frequency using that. Sometimes the pineal gland gets socked in by calcification, particularly by having fluorides in your water and your toothpaste, and they can calcify the pineal gland, which makes it harder to operate outside of the range of Earth frequencies. So don't get discouraged. It is a knack, and it is using a different part of the brain to access us.
And then he asks, am I a wanderer, and if so, from where?
Because you asked a question, we do see that you are a wanderer, and you are a question answer, a questioner that is seeking answers. So you have come to investigate, see. You have come from the past. You have had past lives here. You have wandered in from a higher density, which will give you an edge on being able to recover sensory ability into higher frequencies.
Thank you. And Vince, if we can do your third question, we'll come around to it. Otherwise, you're free to ask it next week. Okay. And next question. Now, this is from Louis Cimino in Los Angeles. And I don't know if he's on the line tonight, but he was really, I'm sure he will listen to this. I know Louis. When I went to L.A., I actually had dinner with him a couple of times. So you can probably pick him up through me. And he said, my dog died last year at age 13, and I got a little baby puppy to help me through the loss, and I fell in love with her, and then she died at only 1 year, I guess 1 year old. It was fairly recently. And he asks, why are these my dogs dying, if there's a reason?
Thank you. There is more than one reason. One of them is when you have a dog, the dogs need a special diet. The dry dog food in a bowl of water just sometimes just doesn't do it. They're descended from the wild, and in the wild they eat raw meat, the meats that are the most nutritious and filled with vitamins and minerals in life giving for the wild animals would be the organs of the prey. And so the dry, like grains, just don't do it for the animal body. And so there is a veterinarian, Dr. Martin Goldstein, that you might check, and you might try your next animal with something of that nature. It's a freeze-dried thing that the veterinarian has put together in animals, like dogs, and he's even got one for cats. They tend to do better when they are on that kind of a diet, and they tend to like their dinner better if it is something of that nature. So your animals did love you, but there was another thing too. In the environment, there was some other thing in the environment that did not suit them well. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course, he's going to ask next time, what was the other thing in the environment? So don't ask it now. Let him ask it again. Okay? Pauline Lenner, and I don't know where she is, but this is not a personal question. And again, this is something that I'm aware of because I had run into this at some of the expos we were at. Are you aware of this group of light beings and their mission, specifically Ambassador Ron Amatron?
No, could you start that again?
Are you aware of this group of light beings and their mission, specifically Ambassador Ron Amatron and time-traveling soldiers battling the dark side? Now, I remember when I saw that guy at an expo, he had a little mini building at his site, you know, or where he set up his booth. People would go in it, and he said there was a light ship above the building that was working on people and healing them. And he had pictures of all these spiritual teachers as a little round structure. And so she's asking, and you may not want to answer this, but she's asking, was he legitimate? Okay.
Yes. We do not wish to go in. We have a free will clause here. We do not wish to violate a person's privacy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I told her that, and that's what I thought you might say, but I thought I'd ask it anyway. And next question is from Dave Ferringer in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And I think Dave is the guy.
Dave Ferringer. He was the guy that we went to. This is Terry. This is the guy you and I went to see.
Is that right? In Atlantic City? No, that was Dave, someone else, okay?
Okay.
Dave Ferringer is a guy that, as I recall, repairs musical instruments. Okay?
Okay.
He's a, I believe he's a carpenter of sorts, you know, on on wooden musical instruments. He may even make instruments from scratch. And actually, this question has been answered publicly by various medical groups, and I can tell you what they have said, and you might want to just verify it. Because he's asking, how long does the coronavirus live on surfaces? And as I recall, depending on the surface, it was anywhere from 1 day to 3 days, and some people said it was longer. And as I recall, plastics were longer. And I think, and you can look that up on the internet. But I guess the question is, can we trust the information they're giving us on this?
Do you think the time is like from a very short time, a few minutes, to like 17 days? The temperature has to be at the correct temperature for the survival of the virus. If it is generally colder and untouched by anything, untouched by clothes or touching, it can live probably 17, maybe even. It gets weaker, even maybe a little longer, but probably 12 days if you're going to take it on a medium. Mm-hmm. Temperature has a lot to do with it. If it gets really hot, then it just dies right off.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are saying that we might have a temporary reprieve from this pandemic when we come into summer.
Yes. We expect with the social distancing and there was some planning involved here, and it's like planned for to go away to some degree, like very shut down in June, but then as the winter approaches for it to come back. But be careful around 5G towers, because it is something that could activate it. It could activate it there's a lot saying that 5G causes it, but 5G doesn't cause it. However, the electromagnetics of 5G can activate it.
Okay, thank you. Next question is from Jerry in Finland. And the question is, what are some of the most beneficial ways to include beings who are service to self-oriented into our prayers and send them love, light, and healing so they could align with the law of one and open to love, compassion, and higher energies? And I should add, if that's all possible.
Thank you. We see right now you could send prayers to specifically people that are making a difference. For instance, Trump has called up more than 20,000 troops of the DOD, run by the DOD, to take down the drug cartels, to send prayers to the health and welfare and success of these individuals, if you're in alignment with us. The selective prayers to those who are striving, who are attempting to learn what's going on, to support their families, to mothers and fathers that are raising children and are attempting to support the families, to give selective prayers to the group that is very much working towards the betterment of society and their families, and to the medical workers who are striving to heal illness.
Was there ever a time in history where someone sent prayers to a service self being and they converted and changed because of it?
They would have had to have had the impetus there in the first place to help along.
Thank you. Let's see. This is from Don Hermit. Terry has channeled about the idea of separating what is you from what is not you. What are the benefits of doing that?
Thank you. First of all, how do you tell what is you and what is not you? Let's say that you will narrow it down to like one example. So let's say that you are desiring to have a good diet, and you are drawn to having a pint of ice cream every day with some chocolate chip cookies, and you have it, and it makes you feel afterwards you maybe get a sugar high, and then you crash, or there's some effect of that it's good in one way, but in another way it is your body is getting too fat, or it's not having the best effect on your body. So every day you go, well, I probably shouldn't have it, but I think I'll just go ahead anyway. So could you read the question one more time?
Terry has channeled about the idea of separating from what is you from what is not you. What are the benefits of doing that?
Thank you. So you're eating the ice cream, and your body is telling you, it's like, oh boy, I need the ice cream because then I'll get this sugar high and I'll feel better. And it's your whole body system that is kind of fighting with you. Not all you that is trying to get the sugar. Let's broaden it out and just in general look at it. So if you have an idea And you say, boy, I don't agree with that idea. That is generally not you that has that idea. It may be something that is in society, a consensus reality that is wafting through your space, and you think that that's you because you thought it. But just because you think something does not mean that that's you that even thought it. It may be another influence that has laid that in, mind control. Maybe there is an antenna somewhere that is beaming something up, 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 and you're picking it up and you say, geez, you know what? How can I even think that? But it's not you. If you are thinking, how could I think that? That's a terrible thought. It probably is not you. And it is something that you need to dismiss the influence from, or just let it go on by, and then it will die. And then it might come back and let it go on by again until it dies. So when you get to be like a true master, you may have dismissed all of these sources or paying attention to any sources that give you these unwanted thoughts. And you can tell if it's something that is important to you or you don't like or you don't want. It probably isn't you, the true you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to say sometimes you'll know somebody and they have been totally programmed. And when you talk to them, they can only talk to you from their levels of consensus reality, watching TV, you know, things, their belief systems, their church, it could be anything, their politics. And people tend to take on all these external influences that are not really them, but they think it is them. And right. Those kinds of people have a very hard time connecting with their authentic nature, their spiritual nature. And I mean, the first step is to see your own beliefs and influences, and until you can recognize them as being something that has been inserted into you from 3D reality, you're going to be stuck with them, okay?
Yeah, and people have a tendency, like, to polarize with it. It's like, do you have something that they don't like? The idea wafts through them, and they polarize with, oh, I got to bite that off. And but, you know, then it makes it stronger. But it's not you. It's not the true you. It's been implanted or somehow laid in, or it's wafting through from consensus reality.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And now let me see here. Is it got time for one more question really fast? And Vince, ask your extra question next week if you want to, okay? And this is from Edgina. I would like to ask about the playful energy around me at night time when I'm sleeping. I have a big, beautiful, abstract painting hanging on the wall next to my bed. I did this painting myself with gray and red colors. When I am sleeping and in my sleep, I open my eyes, and every time I look at this painting, I see something different, like forms and figures. The other night, it was a baby dog playing with another dog. Last week, I saw two kittens playing. Sometimes I see bears and sometimes faces and other figures. And it's just interesting that the formation and the pictures changes every time when I am sleeping. And when I get out of my body and look at it, I always laugh because I know the real painting has not a specific form or picture. When I am waking, awake, I try to see the figure on the mass of colors and even use my imagination, and I cannot make the figures I saw when sleeping. Can the sources comment, is this a playful energy? Why and who is doing that? I do seem to enjoy it every time when it happens.
Thank you. It is like having your own video projector. And when you're sleeping, you can play with the spirits around you, and you can picture them in the background of the picture. They enjoy it too. It is a background, backdrop that these energies can play with, and play with you as you sleep.
Thank you. And you know what? That's the end of our time tonight. So thank you, everybody on BBS who's listening. Thanks, everyone who's on the phone line. Thank you, Don and Doug at BBS Radio. And we're going to move to Whole Planet Healing, which is phone number 712-770-4340, PIN 250513. 712-770-4340 and PIN 250513. And if you've never checked it out, I hope you do. It's a really, many people find it to be a really great experience. So on that note, we can unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you,
Terry.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. This session is no longer being recorded. You.